Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we have a lot of great Days of Our Lives news to report tonight, and you can check that all out on our blog. Carrie has blogged about it at www.blogspot.com, and on Facebook at Diva Days, and on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And joining me tonight is Angela.
Hello.
Hi, Angela. And Jamie.
Hello.
Hi. So I guess we're going to get, we'll just get right down to it. And the big news is the return of Teo Penglis to Days for the 50th. And not only that, he has, he's on contract. So that's exciting news. Were you both surprised to hear that?
I was very thrilled. I really had hoped that they were going to bring Teo back because they need that character of Tony and probably Andre. It looks like he'll probably get to play both at some point. So it's certainly much needed.
I was hoping he'd be both. But
exactly.
It's out there. Yeah, it's kind of out there right now that it's going to be Andre. So, but you never know what they can do with that from, you know, after he comes back.
I'll be thrilled with Andre or Tony.
Oh yeah.
We were talking offline. But it's got a lot. They'll have to kind of explain of how things have been for him while we thought he's been dead for the last number of years. And this is also, I don't know if I haven't read anything yet, but I'm hoping that since we're going to we'll be seeing Anna home too, eventually. I haven't seen anything written up, but I certainly would like to see Leanne Hermley come back.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything, you know, about her return. I mean, every day, every, you know, so often you hear different people returning. But so that was exciting news. I know it's all over the internet, and he got a lot of Facebook comments, Twitter. And it seems like a lot of people brought out a lot of fans.
This is probably the biggest week as far as social media buzz I've seen for Days in a while. So I thought it was exciting. And then the other news, too, is that A. Martinez has signed on and is joining Days. And he's a very good veteran soap actor. I guess he's been on Santa Barbara. I saw him when he did his stint on One Life to Live, and I believe I think it sounds like he's going to play Eduardo Hernandez, so that he'll be Rafe and Camilla's father.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he played with Camilla. Camilla versus Gabby.
Yeah, Annis. Anna's on. I just want to bring her on because I don't know how long she can stay. Anna, you're on.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Hey, Anna.
Sorry.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Angela. Hey, Maria.
Hi. Hey, thanks for calling in. I know you probably can't stay real long.
No, but, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So I was just listening to what Angela was saying. So they've said who A. Martinez is playing.
I read that they said it. Yeah, that it's going to be that he's going to play the Hernandez father, Eduardo, and I was saying it incorrectly, but I'll try to say it right now. The character of Gabby, who was played by Camilla, I know Camilla played on One Life to Live, and I think she was on at the same time that A. Martinez was on.
Oh.
I can't remember if he played her father or uncle.
And here
or
we thought
they were, I can't remember.
And here we thought Rafe was an orphan with no brothers and sisters. Remember when
So it'll be interesting to see, you know, that, you know, his mother's been on the west side of town all these years. Who knows where the father has been.
I'm anxious to see if Andre comes up against Ray.
Okay, so now I'm feeling, now that we know that, I'm feeling a whole Kate in the middle of the son and the father story. You know, I always have a Kate angle.
Oh, you know what? You know, Kate could be with him, too, but boy, wouldn't we love to see Kate with Andre do that tango again?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We are going to have to campaign for that. I want to see that tango again, and I want to see, you know, with her, with Stefano. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'd love to see, you know, her and Teo together again, and especially Andre and Kate. I think that would be really fun to watch.
Oh,
and then
definitely.
Together or whatever, you know, and then and maybe even a little triangle with A. Martinez, you know, her with all three. That would be interesting.
I think we're all finally excited about Days again. That's a good sign after the elephant story.
The damn elephant popped up at the end of Friday on the cell phone.
Oh, gosh. Some people have seen it already.
Oh, looked at it.
Was it a picture on somebody's phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nicole stole Xander's phone and looked at it.
Yeah. Nicole's trying to find out the dirt on Xander and Serena. So she picked up the phone, was going through it, and there's that picture of the elephant was on there.
God bless these actors.
I know.
Imagine having to be on there with going through the lines and looking at it. Not only after all this time with the elephant, the pictures.
I want to be looking at the sexy, you know, Andre, Teo, instead of a stupid elephant.
Yeah.
You know, let's move on and get him on here. Like we were discussing before. We were discussing before the show came on. You know, just a way to cut all. I guess Jamie Gibbs and who else? They were saying
Michael Logan
that they should just scrap what they have and just start with the new stuff instead of waiting till August.
I think
they
ought to go back to the format like Dallas and Bob Newhart when they ended and then Dallas when Patrick Duffy came back after being dead. There needs to be like this whole last 6 months should have been like a nightmare. Not a dream, but a nightmare. And that it started with this crazy elephant dream that somebody had.
Well, that's more than 6 months. That's at least 8 to 10 months, and I think probably if they're going to do a wake-up call, let's just wake up about a year and a half ago. To believe it or not, that elephant has been on for more than 8 months.
Oh, God. All I can say is they rival the whole diamond smuggling / Nicole trying to figure out. It rivals the incompetency of the cop shop in terms of effectiveness and efficiency of processing. I'll tell you that.
I was going to say the return of Andre and Teo will sure stir things up, shake things up, make it more exciting.
Oh yes.
And Billy Flynn because
can see
I'm waiting
to stir things up.
What's that, Jamie?
Billy Flynn even said that. When Teo's returning, that he'll stir things up. He even posted it on Twitter.
Yeah,
and
I know a while ago, everyone noticed that they were following each other. Oh, yeah, that was a big red flag. Yeah, that was a clue right there. So, but that was funny.
And the other thing and the other thing is with A. Martinez, I heard that he's connected to several characters on the show, not just Ray.
Oh, right. He has a history with Victor, I think, right?
Oh.
Which may explain why Victor and
Rafe
all of a sudden have become great friends.
Okay.
Oh, that's why.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, do you think, now, you know, how Rafe's a cop, and his dad knows Victor, do you think his dad started out, maybe his dad had something to do with, was a bad guy and was in organized crime or something like that? Yeah.
I think they've got a clean slate to write whatever they want.
Yes, whatever they want.
I think as long as it's good and it involves our old favorites.
And you know they change
we'll
history all the time. So even with Andre, you never know what they can do. You know, and what we're hoping is they can give us a backstory more on Andre because we really don't know.
Yeah.
We know more about Tony's backstory than we know Andre's backstory.
What made him
crazy like that?
You know what they could do to, you know, because again, what we were talking about at the top of the show, I think is one of the things that that's driving all of this crazy is that, you know, this is only the middle of May, and we're talking about, you know, these folks appearing in the fall, September, October, we don't really know exact dates yet. But, you know, that's a long time away. And so what, I mean, to me, having pull out that limbo set, you know, if we could have, you know, Tony, Andre, whomever, contemplating how he's going to return, you know, and introduce himself and assimilate back into Salem and go through, you could go through fabulous clips of Tony from over the years to give his whole life story again, which would be entertaining for, you know, again, and that would not upset, although some of these stories probably do need to be upset that we've got one going right now, but, you know, that would, you know, that could go on simultaneously,
right.
And it would fill us up with something that's has a little bit of content to it. I don't want to see any more elephants. I don't want to see pictures of elephants. I don't even want them to talk about, you know, having the circus come to town. I just think the elephants should be gone.
Yeah, we definitely don't want tigers or anything coming to town given Andre's history.
No,
tweeted a picture of that.
What's that?
And
Teo Teo tweeted a picture of that with circus and the tiger.
Awful. Oh, how funny.
That was awful. Well, there were so many bad, really, you know, it was so gory. That whole, I guess that was still James Riley, you know, because even the young girl that was with the other alien twin, and I hate to even bring up the alien,
but
that poor girl that was in the pinata, that was grotesque. grotesque. I'm hoping that this transition will be better than the one that we saw, when was it, like in summer of 2010. And like I said, it's exciting to see that, of course, you know, and obviously along with having Rafe and his dad and this maybe this intrigue with the relationship with Victor, it looks like Gabby will be getting out of jail early. And so she's going to return to Salem and I'm assuming then she'll be able to take on more responsibility with the baby, and we'll see more that transpires with Will and Sonny, I guess. And right now, I think Freddie Smith is scheduled to leave at the end of the month, so Sonny will be heading out for at least for a while. We don't know if he's coming back or not, and then I guess, does anybody have any feelings about the Will Horton transformation and that storyline?
He's just a pain in the butt. I think Jamie put it out there that looks like Paul punches him.
That.
I guess that's coming up next week. Somebody needs to. And I guess now he's investigating Clyde. So I guess, does Clyde want him to do the story, or he doesn't want him to do the story?
No, he didn't.
He doesn't want him to do.
Kate both tried to not do it.
But then I think Will says he's not going to do it now because Clyde more or less threatened, like him and his kid and everything. So I don't know.
Will's just ignoring everybody and doing what he wants.
I think it's just so bad that it's hard to even understand. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Pop or Bluff crowd of who's left. And not that James Reed, I think he's a great actor. I think the storyline has been pretty weak and pretty all over the place since it started.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's good. If they had not had somebody of his caliber on the show, it really would have been even worse because, again, obviously he's got the experience to roll with whatever,
right.
and try to, you know, really add something to
right.
it. But I think that, you know, like I said, I just feel like, you know, I just cringe every time they start talking about Poplar Bluff and whether who's going back there and who's showing up in Poplar Bluff. I mean, you know,
I do like
before,
Jeremiah, though. I like it when Jeremiah pops up.
Well, he hasn't been on in a while, has he? This is kind of new.
It's back on Friday.
Yeah,
he was on today,
sometime.
Or Friday, Thursday, Friday, talking to Will. Yeah, telling him about the people he should talk to. He was more or less, I don't know, he sounds like he was more or less telling Will that, you know, Clyde's a bad guy. I thought he's working for Clyde. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was the henchman before. I mean, I think he has been the henchman.
Yeah.
So, but we haven't seen him in a while, and mm-hmm. I'm glad to see you know somebody another character that to me there's so many things fundamentally wrong right now with this whole Will, Sonny, Paul mm-hmm. scenario that to bring anybody in, even an ancillary person. To give some other dialogue, because we're saying the same thing over and over and over again, and everybody's mad. So
I like Sonny and Paul, but I just can't stand Will right now.
I think that's kind of soap opera-ish, you know, when you might be getting ready to make a real transition with a character or the actor that plays the character. You know, that they really sort of worked him into a corner. There's really not much.
Mm-hmm.
Else they can do right now, and you know that's what we talked about before about maybe hopefully there might be some time when they rest the character of Will or something in a transition and over the summer, especially you know if Gabby comes back then Gabby can you know get reoriented with Ariana her baby
mm-hmm.
and she'll have her dad and Rafe and so there'll be a family unit there while there's this transition. But I think mm-hmm. they really have worked him into such a corner that, you know, it's a no-win situation for Will at this point.
Yeah.
And the thing going back to A. Martinez's character, I also heard mm-hmm. if he's not going to be a bad guy, he might be working in the ISA, like undercover.
Mm-hmm, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
All of this would be good. I mean, I don't mind new characters. You need to bring new characters in to keep the show going. Obviously, there's, you know, you got to keep new energy coming. But we lost the compass for so long. I mean, honestly, I think right up to the point of pretty much EJ's death was really good for about a year and a half. But after that, and I'm not saying it's just because EJ's gone, because, you know, that's not necessarily my thing so much. But I just they gave up on the writing after that. Mm-hmm. It was like the wheels fell off the cart. And because the Cammy stuff was great, the EJ and Cammy stuff, or, you know, the Jamie fan was great. You know, I mean, there were so many good things and so much good drama and twists in the last year and a half. Up to that point, and then the wheels fell off the cart. And mm-hmm. I will say I do like the new Paul character after all. I've been kind of sick of their story, but I do like him, the actor. I like him. And I like the idea of maybe him and John exploring their relationship, that kind of thing. But I just, the whole, and even the Sonny Will stuff, okay, maybe. But I just, Will is really annoying. But back to the vets for a minute, I did want to ask you guys, I saw... Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys noticed, but there was a lot of attention for Days of Our Lives on Yahoo and some of the internet, you know, browsers and stuff this week.
Right.
Getting some attention. That said, in one of the clips it said, it quoted Stephen or Peter as saying, we take 7 episodes in 2 days. And the article
uh-huh.
made it sound like they had finished already, like they had done their 7 episodes and they were done. I mean, I
no,
think
that's not what it meant.
On long term,
no, they,
but I think
no,
they misunderstood. I think the person writing the article misunderstood what they were saying. They were just saying, "Wow, we did 7 episodes in 2 days," but surely
right.
there were 7 episodes.
Yeah, I think there was. I don't know if it was a clarification.
I think
from
they just
that article.
Meant that they filmed 7 episodes in 2 days, not that they were just on 7 episodes.
And I think the article. One article that I read said that, you know, because of the, you know, sets and who's available and who's in which scenes, that even in fact, you know, they could be filming portions of up to 16 or 17 episodes in a week. That's
sure.
not to say that they've completed one, you know, complete
mm-hmm.
revolution. So here's episode that's airing
right.
on whatever date. Because I think, you know, at this point, you know, so I think as much as they can do, and I think this is very positive PR, as much as they can do as far as the internet buzz, which we talked
mm-hmm.
about at the top of the hour, is excellent. And to be showing people that people are invested in.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen Patch and we haven't seen Bo in a while, but we still
mm-hmm.
love
yeah, we
those characters and
them.
We're all
mm-hmm.
invested in them coming back. So I think
mm-hmm.
that's all very positive for the show, too. That's a solid move. But hopefully hopefully they're on for a lot longer than, you know, like you said.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to see what you guys were thinking on that, because I think the person who wrote the article just kind of misunderstood what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, going back to another point, Anna, that you made a minute ago that I think is important, is that, you know, the good writing, what we all enjoyed, the Tammy story we all enjoyed,
mm-hmm.
Most of the mm-hmm. pre-EJ getting involved with Abby, but, you know, trying to deal with Sammy and so forth, with the cover-up, when the story with Nick, you know, obviously we're all Blake Barris fans,
mm-hmm.
you know, but to keep that in mind, they finished filming all of that in December of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they filmed mm-hmm. very little. They felt, you know, Blake has already said he was finished before Christmas. You know, James Scott was pretty much finished before Christmas and then came back in April to shoot the wedding and his death scenes, you know, just like within a week or 10 days. So, you know, really, to me, that's the sad thing, is that the momentum for the people that are in the cast and that are there,
mm-hmm.
the highlight, not only we can say was last year, they actually filmed that in 2013, and this is the middle of
mm-hmm.
2015. That was a year and a half ago. So it would be hard to kind of keep that momentum going
mm-hmm.
of what was interesting and when they did that, because, you know, how many of
mm-hmm.
us can remember in detail what we were doing a year
mm-hmm.
and a half ago?
Really,
yeah. That's true.
Yeah, yeah. I guess with these new writers, they're going to be on the same, they're on the same pace. So, I mean, that's just a whole NBC Days thing, I guess, right? That's how they're, you know, these writers are going
to
be the same.
I don't know what they're going to do long term as far as this pacing. I think that has got to be something that they at least address. I mean, not a Ken Corday address, but something at a, you know, really an NBC, Sony, everybody that's putting any money into this program at all needs to be looking at why they're doing it, how much they're saving doing it this way, and look at it again, because it's just, you know, what is just horrific is when something goes badly wrong, which right now is almost all the storylines, and I hate to be a negative Nelly, but, you know, that's the truth. You don't have any place to turn to unless you bring in something that can be kind of standalone, like, oh, all of a sudden Tony and Andre have, you know, sneaked in, you know, into the outside of Salem and trying to figure out how to reassimilate and describe what happened to him, you know, over these last 2 years. That could be done at the same time. You could also, you know, do some other characters that are, you know, they're really not shown very much. It's kind of like when they did Santine. I know a lot of people don't like the Santine story that they did with EJ and Sammy. You know, we all know I'm an EJ and Sammy fan. But, you know, it was frustrating, I think, for Christian and Deidre and those guys that just kind of sat around at the pub reading copies of the letters. But I'm telling you right now, I'd be jumping all over something like that right now if they were going to be giving some background of how, you know, go back to things like when Kate first came to Salem.
Oh, I know.
And you know, early days with she and Lucas. You know, there's a lot of stuff that is beautiful that could be, whether we could be looking at and be entertained, and it would fill up some of the time, you know, to get to the, you know, for us to make it to the anniversary scenes, you know, and stories. But I hope they do more of that. But I don't know that I haven't read that they're going to do a lot of that. But I think that was a good sign what they did with Marlena and Stefano. Kind of on that, what did everybody think about Stefano and Marlena's scenes this week?
I enjoyed them, especially the flashbacks. They showed a bunch of flashbacks.
They were fun.
Like, Ridgecrest, was that what it's called?
That sounded
Ridgecrest?
Familiar to me. I'm not sure. Have they used that set or that location before? Is that supposed to be a new location for Stefano, or is that a set that were used
No, that's supposed to be the same set where Kristen just died. Because he's trying to push Marlena out.
Okay, right. But I mean, this
window.
Was still relatively new, yeah, for the
yeah.
jumping off
point. What
I'm saying
is in the flashback, they showed a flashback. And one of the first flashbacks, I think it was Ridgecrest.
Okay.
Hmm.
And then they showed other ones. Can't remember what the other ones were, but I know that they showed that one.
Well, like I said, I mean, I just, you know, revisit the whole story of, you know, Stefano and Tony. I mean, seriously, you know, doing clips of all that would be great, you know, for a little while. And all those characters, all those actors are still on, especially while all those characters are on contract. You know, they don't have as much expense.
And speaking of the Damaris, it seemed weird that this week we got constant scenes of Chad mourning over Kristen, but we barely got any scenes of Chad mourning over EJ, and he knew EJ a lot longer than he knew Kristen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were really aggravated by that. I think that was a lot of Twitter activity on that as to why that made absolutely no sense. I think Carrie said that too. It doesn't sync up with reality, but. It is what it is, I guess. I can't believe that really that was really all they brought Eileen back for.
Well,
yeah,
she said
in the interview that they only wanted her back for 10 episodes. I don't know why it was only 10, but she said that in the interview.
It didn't even seem to me, and maybe it was just me because I probably missed some in between, but that didn't even seem like 10. I bet she could have filmed that.
They could always bring her back, you know. I'm
yeah,
sure.
Well, if she's going to at least be presumed dead for a while, then, you know.
I said, start showing a hand over a rock.
But with Andre coming back, I don't know. I guess, they probably no need for her
Andre,
now.
I think Andre saved Kristen.
Yeah, do you think so?
Oh, yeah, that's a good angle right there. Yeah, Andre.
Well, yeah, of course, you know, from an EJ perspective, you know, I don't know that we've got any sign at all that they will bring EJ back at all for the anniversary. Although I do think
James Scott is doing a new primetime show, so
yeah, but he's not filming until September. Yeah, they have definitely could pick that up. His pilot did get picked up. And they film in September, and it'll air on TBS, I think, in January. It wouldn't take long to go in there and shoot a scene or two to at least allow the audience to know that EJ is alive. Even if EJ doesn't return with Sammy and whatever the story is when Sammy comes back for the anniversary, you know, for the fans that have watched the show and have been an active part of the show for 8 years. I've been watching the show 42 years, so, you know, not just the last eight, but I feel like at least let's get out there and give some confirmation to some people that even though EJ is not a part of the story right now, and we may not know all the details of why and how things have went down as they did, let's at least say the man's alive. I don't know. I think I'm hoping that maybe some other EJME fans will maybe call in tonight and talk a little bit about what the options are. Maybe they've got some ideas of what they could do.
Yeah, you know, I have a caller. I have a caller here. You want me to bring them on?
Right. Let's see. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, area code 828.
Yes.
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 Jen?
Hello.
Yes, you're on. Would you like to talk about? Yes.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, okay. Your name? Okay.
My name is Tina.
Tina. Okay. Hi, Tina.
Hi. I was actually I just got back from Europe and I spent the weekend with James Scott.
How was Copenhagen?
Oh, this is a James Scott fan here. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks
now,
for
when
calling.
You said spend
so
the night with James
doing?
Scott, what did you mean by
did
that?
Did you spend the night or no? Wouldn't we all love to do that? Yeah.
There were a few other people there, weren't there, Tina?
Yes, there were.
Yeah. Quite a few people. Was this a fan thing he had with people or
yes.
his fan?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Okay. Was this the forbidden love thing or no? Or?
You know, obviously his pilot got picked up, which is great news.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was still very positive about people watching Days.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. He seemed particularly thrilled with Teo Pinglis coming back.
I think consistently through the whole time that James Scott was on the show, and even when after Teo was off, he was, you know, when asked, he always said that was the character that he thought he would like to see return the most.
Right.
To this
it's a shame they can't be on together. You know, him, Stefano, and Jay again.
Yeah.
They were like,
well,
yeah,
especially
they
the
were
fact
like
that we have no scene. We never had any in-person scenes with Joe Mascola and James Scott. They're, you know, really in that last long airing that we had. Mm-hmm. And so I think that would be nice. But Tina, what we were just saying is just, you know, how to use. You know, what would you like to see? Obviously, you know, James Scott's got a new gig, and we're thrilled and proud about Wreck being picked up.
Yeah.
But, you know, how would you foresee, how could they do something with the show to at least explain that EJ is still around?
Well, you know, with Teo coming back, you know, it just kind of brings up everything with the Damaris and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like the story... How could they not ask him back? It's like, how could they not ask Matt Ashford back?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought he'd be the next one.
It's a lot of returns from the dead, mm-hmm. but...
yeah, that is true.
But, you know...
Yeah, that is true.
But we've been there before.
You know.
They already gave away of Jack's, you know, organs... Two returns ago.
Yeah, he's short a few organs, so, you know, he's probably doing okay.
they've got Steve Nichol, and they've got so many other people that were intertwined in some of those stories
mm-hmm.
with some of those actors. You know, obviously Jack is related to a bunch of people. So, but that would
well,
be good.
Well, Bo went off to do something regarding Stefano, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, it all seems to be kind of making sense. And it seems kind of crazy for them not to ask him back. You know, whether or not he'll go, I don't know. But I guess it just feels like Days has got to pull out all the stops, because if they don't, I'm afraid they're gone.
Yeah.
I've been worried about that, too.
Yeah.
I think
if you, for just a second, since you were in Europe at a fan event for Days, because I know over the years, we've been associated with friends from Denmark and Sweden and things like that. I was just curious, what was the fan response over there for Days and everything?
Well, it's so weird because they're so far behind.
Right.
But obviously, they don't have to be that far behind because of the internet.
Right. I mean, like, are people watching? I mean, are they...
Yeah, I mean, they're into some good stuff right now. I mean, they're into 2013 with Kristen and Brady and Eric and,
mm-hmm.
You know, that Nick, Gabby,
oh,
DJ,
yes,
Sammy. That was,
yes,
you know, one of my favorite parts.
Oh, I know.
And then, you know, there was one camera still, Will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and see, they've just made so many wrong decisions. I mean, it's scary to me.
Yeah.
How
well,
every
yeah.
single time.
They've always made bad
mm-hmm.
decisions. Yeah.
But how
yeah.
could they be
I'm just wondering with Teo coming back, if he's, you know, if there's not going to be a knife in his back at the end of so many months or so a year or whatever.
Well, to be honest with you.
It's the only bad thing about him playing Andre. You know, if he's the bad guy, how long is he going to last?
Of course, the writers can always twist that. Because remember last time he came back, you know, remember they had that whole thing where he was really
yeah.
the other
or,
one.
Or Tony could come back, too. You know what I mean? Or maybe he could eventually take over the Damaris family. Who knows? I mean, they could go in that direction.
Well, I think that should be a great idea.
with fan favorites and people that we love, we will buy just about anything. If we're going to watch a stupid elephant storyline for 8 months that we all hate,
yeah,
we would accept,
I mean, we'll buy any
way
desk
of getting
to get
the people
our
back that we were
right.
that we loved, you know. So they can figure it out.
Yeah.
Well,
and the other thing
you know,
is this.
The problem is,
but they left
late.
It open for James Scott and EJ to come back, you know, with the whole body and the whatever injection thing that he got and whoever has somebody
well,
has his body. Somewhere.
You know, I start thinking about it, and every one of the leading men that you're talking about is 50 to 55 plus.
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
you know, we love them, but after a while, it's not the same. They have no young characters that work. None. Hardly.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And
well,
you
know, I think that was a casting
really
decision for cutting costs. I think a lot of it is that they've gotten down to so many people that really were brand new. They maybe some of them had acting experience or modeling experience, but really were willing to, you know, it was really a lot of their first acting jobs, and it was
mm-hmm.
just too many of them with not enough interaction with some other folks that, you know, were seasoned. So, you know, to have a Billy Flynn on there now and have an actor like, you know, Teo's caliber, that's going to really help him
mm-hmm.
to have somebody more seasoned on the show and somebody that knows the show, you know, knows the history. And obviously the writers know, but I mean, there's a lot of edit. We'll be gracious about that tonight, just for the sake of being gracious. I think that I'm wondering who's editing the shows, because right now there really is some disparity of people's reactions from week to week about some things. And I was going, you know, so I don't know
yeah,
who the editor
that
is
up,
right
Angela,
now.
I'm glad you brought that up, Angela, because I was noticing when I was watching yesterday's episode when they had Will go to Poplar Bluff and interview that Jeremiah guy. I was kind of wondering, because those scenes kind of seemed out of place, because the rest of the episode had nothing to do with the Will Paul Sunny story. It was mostly
mm-hmm.
about Marlena and Stefano and about the whole J.J. Even Page stuff. So those Will scenes kind of seemed out of place, like they just inserted
mm-hmm.
them there because they've been editing things in and out. I don't know if the new writers have edited things, the old writers' material out and putting in.
They could have thrown some stuff out. Right, that's true. They could have like taken the.
Why can't
the
they throw
out?
The elephant out?
It's got
I know.
To
yeah. But aren't
yes,
they
I say this every week.
No,
it has to go
did I hear
back.
They're there till like July or August yet? Right, like Xander and Serena. They're still there for.
Yeah, they're leaving
months,
in August.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still
August.
Here until August.
So that's
hopefully that would be that's
months.
An area where they. Yeah, that's an area where like Jamie and Michael Logan are right. You know, it doesn't matter how they introduce it or how they say it, but some of that just needs to end. And if they have a little bit of it in the can that doesn't air, so be it. I mean, you know, let's fill it in with clips of classic days and come up with some way to. Any way to introduce it. I would believe anything. I don't care what, you know, especially the shows that was good that we all loved years ago, you know, that has played into how some of the characters are or are not the way they are now. But what I was curious just from Tina and maybe when people that you've talked with recently, you know, is, you know, do people have an idea? I just would like for Days to spend some time trying to get some feedback from the folks that have been loyal to this show for so long and that have hung in there, you know, as to how they would like to see at least something explained. I'm not saying, you know, it would be grand to have James Scott on there for 2 weeks. I don't think that's happening, but I don't know. You know, who knows what could or couldn't happen. But I'm just saying, how would we like to explain where he's been? Or
well, I mean, you could easily do it.
But
Andre had him. I mean, that's easy.
Yeah, well let's wait and see how they're going to, you know, how are they going to explain Andre, because he died. So, no, they have to explain that somehow. That was what Sean pulled the plug on him when he was on, like, if I can remember, the Andre thing.
It was so long ago.
That was so long ago.
Yeah.
So, yes, how are they going to, you know.
Well,
they'll have to
see what I maintain
that.
Too.
There's always a way.
Remember how quickly Lexi called Tony's death? I mean, it was like, wait a minute, you know, he's
Tony's could be explained too,
even
though.
To him. You know, I mean, who knows? I mean, Tony could come back and pretend to be Andre for a while. You never know.
Dead is dead. Tony is, like, didn't Corday said that? Tony is dead and Jack is dead. Well, it's like,
I think any of those comments could, you know,
so
like I said,
Andre
have obviously changed over the years. They just, he's never, you know,
dead is always in quotes.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, Tony wrote down, remember, this is so far back when right before Tony died, I can remember how he scribbled, you know, one of his last dying moments.
Oh, yeah.
Start scribbling the D for the baby on that piece of paper. I sat and waited about a year and a half waiting for something to show up. I mean, it's too late now.
Well,
obviously,
what I'm thinking is maybe Lexi was in on it and Tony really wasn't dead or something.
I don't know. Right. That's what we always thought, you know, that he really wasn't.
Yeah.
But that's
she called
how they
it way
explain
too quickly.
Right. And, you know, and Stefano whisked him off somewhere and, you know, he's on an island.
One thing.
Maybe Andre's coming back, but maybe it really isn't Andre. Maybe. Down the road, we'll find maybe it is Tony pretending that he's Andre the other way around.
That's
speculation,
Because before Tony came back and it was really Andre, and Tony was on the island, and everybody thought it was Andre. I mean, everybody thought it was Tony, but it was really Andre. Maybe they flipped the switch and he comes back and he's really Tony playing Andre.
To get in on the business with his father, you know, he has to be diabolical like Andre, you know, to get in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who knows?
We didn't really talk very much about, you know, and that they've announced that definitely Allison Sweeney is coming back, you know, for the anniversary, not for a long stint, but at least for the anniversary. One of the things that I guess I was hoping for is that maybe we would get to see Johnny and Allie.
I don't think that's
going to
happen.
I miss seeing them.
I don't
think that's going to happen. As of right now, it's not going to happen.
Aww.
So.
Well, because wasn't Allie taping this last couple weeks or something, right, Tina?
Yeah. She taped two days, I think, week before last, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the boys worked with her. I thought Mayo tweeted that he's been working with Allison Sweeney. So
he worked with Allison.
Mm-hmm. It'd be kind of surprising. I mean, I guess they didn't bother with the kids because they're sore-assing everybody, but it kind of would be weird for Sammy to come back and not have the kids with her. That's kind of odd. But, oh well.
Well, yeah, unless, you know, she's not staying long, I guess. But but the whole thing is just weird. I don't know. I just, you know, it feels so much like when they rebooted with Marlene McPherson. And, you know, they just don't let – she had a lot of good ideas, I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. I really loved the Will, Sammy, Marlena, that whole thing. I loved it. And I loved what she did with the Damaris. There was a lot I liked that she did. But, you know, obviously that didn't last very long. I guess, you know, I just don't think anybody trusts them to follow through.
I think it's true,
because at the root, at the end of the day, Kim Corday is still there.
Yeah.
And Greg Mee is still there. And, I mean, it's just one mistake after another. If they could make... You can hand them the correct answer, and they'll pick the wrong one. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
Well, we've had this conversation on the show a while ago, but you know, just the sheer number of people that are involved in supposedly in a producer type role. You've got obviously Ken, who you know, was certainly not involved in the day to day. Greg, I think, who I'm not sure if he's doing more administrative, trying to make sure that they've, you know, got the people on the right number of hours and so forth and days.
I think he looks at pictures all day.
we'll hope that he's doing more than that. But then also, you've got now they've promoted Alan Alar, who's been a director from on the show for a while and was on Port Charles before that. He's, you know, obviously he's got some responsibilities. I'm not quite sure exactly how it varies from what he was doing before. But then you have Steve Kent from Sony. Then you've at least got Bruce Evans, maybe another executive at NBC that are supposed to be involved, because they've all got to be concerned. Sony's got to be concerned because they're distributing this across the country. You know, right now, mm-hmm. like you were talking about in Denmark, they're still on a good story. They're not
right.
seeing they're not seeing
but
what we've seen now for the last
do not
18
have
months.
Access to it. A lot of them do not have access to it. They're moving it to all kinds of weird hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on in the UK. It's not on in, I want to say it's not on in Sweden. I can't remember which one.
Well, I think they were trying to build Australia since they had the contest to have the Australian actor join.
You
and
have
they,
to pay
they,
to
they
watch
were
it. I mean, you have to pay to watch it. I mean, would you pay to watch this?
Absolutely
I mean, because
not.
Most people, and I mean, I personally know three Australians that I've met that are Days fans that no longer watch because they can't stand it.
Are they? And they're pretty current now. I mean, a year for a couple
yeah,
for a long
they
time
are.
They were way behind. But so I'm thinking that that was one of the reasons why Sony, I think, kind of funded whoever this Australian guy contest was, so that maybe that would help kind of pick things up. I did not realize that there was a lot of, that everything was like pay-per-view down there.
Yep.
It
is.
That's,
it
that,
is.
That's going to hurt them a lot. So it's like I said, so obviously Steve Kent and whomever else at Sony, they've got to at least be concerned about that because, you know, that's
yeah.
obviously the biggest part of their revenue. So it just seems like there's, you know, you've got all of those people. In addition, then you've got the head writers, and, you know, I'm not really going to get into the Dina Higley thing because obviously I'm not a big fan, but you've got Dina, I've got all my hope is riding on Josh Griffith. I think good thoughts for Josh Griffith every day.
Yeah, I'm still not sure about Dina. I'm still not sure about Dina, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even talk about Dina, but I think with Josh,
with,
you know,
with
it's good news. I think, but you know, I think the number of breakdown writers Days has is just astronomical. They have a good set on the whole. I think, you know, a solid set of script writers, probably some of the best that are in daytime, and a lot of those people have been, you know, have been through the trenches. They've had people that have really done well. But they've got so many script writers and no editing, it seems. So I'm just puzzled. You know, you get six or eight chiefs of producers that are supposedly setting a high level vision. You've got a head writer, Dina, who is known for having a high level vision. But we need more people that are on the ground, kind of like the Bill Bells of the world back in the day, who, you know, they're probably should be working about 24 hours a day because they need
script
to be in the detail.
Yeah, a script supervisor.
Yeah, they've
that's
got too
they
many.
That's what they don't have. They don't pull together sometimes.
They've got many people there. There's no way. I don't care how well any of those writers are. You get six or eight people.
So is there any part of the story
writer,
that you're liking now on Days? I mean, other than, I know the elephant story isn't good, but I'm thinking the whole Stefano thing and how about this Brady and Teresa thing? Anybody?
Obviously, I've been out of the country, so I haven't, you know, watched much lately. I'm a big Eric Martzoff fan, okay? I love him. Love him. But literally, every storyline, I can't watch it with Melanie. I can't do it. I can't. It's awful.
She's gone. I think it ends. She's gone at the end of the month.
She's gone. They've ruined Greg Vaughn's character. You know.
Well,
Arnie
they have
Hager
underused Greg Vaughn. They have wasted that man.
Oh my God, he is one of the most gorgeous men on the planet, okay?
I agree.
And you would never know it from that show.
I know.
You would never know it.
And wandered.
I think Casey Moss is very, very talented, but my God, that story.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, that's another thing we could talk about, the Jage Page Yee thing. I guess that's coming, I saw, on Soap Opera Die, and there's, you know, that's going to be revealed. Did you read about how it is? She comes home and she's taking a nap, and JJ comes and confronts Eve, and they talk about it, and she overhears. So she's finally going to find out.
Right. And then she's going to go to a birthday party over at the Hortons, and then it'll, you know, all kind of come out. That, I mean, it's just that.
And then I don't know what will happen from there. I guess
from an acting perspective.
There'll be no JJ and Paige anymore, or are they going to get them back together? I don't know where they're going
to
go with that.
I'm sure that's going
to
be the evolution story that they're going
to
carry us on into for another month or two. You know, I don't think Paige is just going to walk away from Salem. But, I think that, yeah, that story is so bad and it's so offensive to me. The whole Eve JJ thing is just such a shame that they even went into that, because, and there's no good excuse from an acting perspective. Cassie DePaiva is an excellent actress.
Yes,
she has given absolutely nothing on this show.
You've never seen her in anything else, which I haven't, it's like sorry, I'm not a fan, but it's
good actress. She is a good actress, and this is just pitiful.
But you wouldn't know it from watching her on Days.
Casey Moss has really got a spark. Casey came on without any acting experience.
And they say
really.
That about the other actresses, too, that have come on. You know, they have been, like, you know, playing, I don't know, I can't think of their names right now. They have been on other shows. They've one that played the sister that DJ was involved with. Can't think of her name. Talia Richardson or something? There's been a couple of them. There aren't as good as what they have been on other shows.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, the JJ Eve thing just needs to stop. I mean, that's almost like the elephant to me at this point. There's no reasoning as to why they continue to have these events go on. And then say, oh, this was terrible. We don't want this to happen again. And then a week and a half later, we have it happen again. So now it's going to be out in the open. And, of course, now they've gone back to kind of giving the JJ story. For some reason, Roman is now suspicious that JJ's on drugs again. Yeah, whatever they have to do to just get away from the Eve thing. I heard Cassie DePaiva's husband used to be on One Life to Live and has been on some other soaps over the years. He hasn't been doing, I think he's been doing more live acting and theater and so forth the last couple of years. But he is a handsome man. He is a good actor. And obviously he and Cassie have played couples on One Life to Live and some other shows. And, yeah, there's been a lot of little pictures leaked of, Cassie and Jim, in California. And, that would be a way to salvage some of this, to bring on, maybe bring James DePaiva on try to bring him on as a character from the last 50 years. We got a bunch of people sitting out there that we haven't seen in a long time, Scott Banning or somebody that, is tied to Julie.
I'm wondering
or tied
how
to
far
somebody.
Back they'll go and what other characters they'll bring back from the past. You know, I'm sure they're not done bringing people back. I mean, Matt Ashford is out there. I know he wants back, so I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back.
And Matt's having that fan event now. I thought that was interesting. I saw that just today. Y'all may have already talked about it, but I did see where they're having at the General Hospital fan event during the summer. Matt and Lily Metzger, because they were both doing the Bay, are going to have an event.
I was going to ask Jamie. Did you hear if anybody else is coming back or any rumors or anything?
I heard that more people are coming back. They just haven't released them yet because I think they want to keep it quiet. Like,
so
spread them out.
They cast a girl.
So Sean and
Claire.
Bell. So that
they
would
have an
be act. An
there's a very handsome new
Bell.
Actor. There's a new actor that they've cast, and they've got a picture posted. They haven't said who he is. A lot of people have speculated that may be the new, maybe Sean, obviously they're calling and they've got a casting for Claire. Martha Madison obviously has made it clear that she would like to come back. Obviously a lot of us love Kirsten Storms, but I don't think that's really very realistic. She's a full contract and a new mom on the hospital. I can't see them
maybe
letting
maybe
her
Philip
yet.
You know, maybe we could see Philip come back. interesting.
I don't think the good actor would come back.
I don't want them. Jay, that's, yeah. If you're going to have Philip, that's the one we want. That other one.
No.
Well, I feel like, Kyle Brandt was on for such a short time, and that was so long ago. That was like the first Iraq War. I mean, it's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So
maybe, even at least give us a few clips. I mean, give us some clips of Chloe and Philip from, the 1990s.
Okay, can I ask who's going? If all these people are coming on, who's leaving? Well, we know Serena's leaving.
People.
We know Xander's leaving.
Melanie.
Melanie's almost gone.
That's three. But then how many are coming on, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look how many are coming on.
I'm trying to think who else is.
I think, I don't know what the status is with Rob. Is it Rob Wilson? Because it looks like they're trying to make a romance again with Abby and Chad. And I know that Kate Nancy had signed on for another year. So I think, we can go back and look at Jason 47 and see when some of these contracts are up. As far as I know, Arianne Zucker is not on contract anymore. I think I haven't seen where she's re-signed. That expired, I think, in March. Sean Christian's contract, I think, expired in February. They've renewed some of the others, like James Reynolds, I think, got renewed for a year. But, these are people that are not on a lot. That are on contract. So, and I think Brian DeTillo is now being put on contract. I think a lot of, I think the people, these filler stories, the Serena, Xander, tales will go away, hopefully sooner than later. Because they're all three shooting. Those people go away. Hopefully the Poplar Bluff folks are going to be heading out. If Abby and Chad start a story, I'm not sure where Rob Wilson stands. They changed that character's name.
Is Ben staying? I guess. Is he staying?
I guess that's his character's name. Whatever his guy, the bartender at the bar that came in with Jordan is Jordan's brother. He's the second actor that played the part. That he's now changing his name and something. I mean, his name has been changed. I'm just thinking, no one really. He's like just a floater. For me, it is. Maybe because I'm not watching the show closely enough, but to me,
I agree, Angela. I think he's a floater too. Can I say Kate Nancy does not work for me on any level now? I do not like
it. Sounds
the
like Days has got a commitment to her for whatever reason. They renegotiated and signed her for another year.
Well, they're trying to go with Chad, her and Chad. That's where that's going, I think.
I think there are a lot of people that aren't excited about it. Tina, are you excited about?
No. No, in fact.
Well, I got another caller. I
feel sorry for Billy Flynn. Huh?
Hello? Is Carrie?
Hello.
Hey. I'm just trying to listen. I'm actually walking in the parking lot to my car.
Hello.
Anyway.
Hey.
So say hi.
How'd you get out before 11? It's not even, is it 11? Yeah.
It's 11. Yeah, I snuck out.
Oh, you snuck out. You snuck out.
I'm just kidding. I got my work done. They let me out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They let you out. I like how you say that. It's what you feel like. They let us out. Yeah, I wonder how that goes. So what are your thoughts about the news and everything that's going on? The new characters we're bringing back.
I guess because it's Dena Higley, I kind of wasn't surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad they got rid of this stupid Tomlin idea that you can't bring the dead back.
Right.
But I am a little disappointed that it's Andre, allegedly, and not Tony. But who knows? Because, they sent him to a contract, so it could eventually...
I know a lot of
Yeah, I know a lot of people would like to see Tony back, but it's Andre, and I know I'm thinking
that Andre shows up first, and then later on it's Tony later on.
Yeah, it could always be Tony later on, or maybe, like, see, remember how Andre was impersonating Tony? Well, maybe this is Tony impersonating Andre, and with Stefano, you know, maybe this is Andre, his way to get in on things. I don't know, but for, you know, it's now it's Andre. You know, Teo had tweeted out there that, you know, or it's out there now that he's Andre. So
mm-hmm.
I guess we'll see. But, yeah, I think everybody misses Tony and likes Tony and wants to see that happen. But you never know, you know.
Yeah, there are other people that, you know, some people have said they would not come back. But we would like to see that, you know, even people like Bart, you know, smaller characters that added humor, Calliope, Gene, you know, people that maybe were from the 80s, from different eras of the show. You know, it wouldn't take much for them to come in and even shoot for a half a day.
Yeah.
And then to have some type of umbrella celebration at the hospital, you know, kind of like not kind of like the nurses' ball they do at General Hospital. And they used to, years ago, they used to have a hospital fundraiser on days. But to do something at that level, and you've got people like Casey Moss who has musical talent, I mean, whether or not they can do it or not,
yeah, they can bring a lot of different people. They've got Wally Pertz
coming back full time, which is great. They put Judy Evans on contract. And then I'm hoping, we don't know yet, there's still some other younger people, at least casting calls, that I'm hoping are the young Kyriakos brothers. You know, there's quite a few of those. And so, like I said, I think they're going to have to shift away. If they're going to age, if they're going to sore ass all of these other existing CEOs and, I can't think of the other child's name, whatever,
Sierra.
Chase Jannings, all of these others to about 16, and then Joey, obviously, Patch's son, you know, to 16, they're going to have to get rid of some of these other people, like, I think even like Rory, and I don't even know the names of the people that are in college.
Yeah.
Pardon?
So, I said I kind of like Rory
compared
to some of the other ones. Yeah,
yeah,
Rory's
a good character.
I know you like A. Martinez. What did you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we were talking about maybe like, you know, a little triangle with Kate. But he's playing. Well, it's been out there that he might be playing Rafe's father.
Oh,
I don't know if you heard that.
Oh,
yeah.
That could be a little complicated.
Yeah, I mean that's perfect for Kate to do the father and the son. God bless her.
Yeah,
it'll be the first time.
Yeah, and we were talking about we want an Andre Kate tango again.
Oh, absolutely.
So we want to push for that.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh. And has Terry from the feedback that you get with the PR folks at Dave, are they trying to get more of the bloggers to get input from the fans as to what they would like to see? Or are they, you know, at some point, you know, in the past, they've actually tried to do some, you know, it's hard for them to do any interviews right now because, again, we don't, you know, they can't even reveal who's going to be on the show. But I'm just wondering, you know, how can we help Dave, people that have been watching the show a long time, at least give suggestions as to what they, you know, what they can do? I mean, I wonder if they have a specific way they like for us to communicate it.
I would just do, you know, your Twitter and email and your Facebook. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't think they really use the bloggers in any way to judge what fans like, but I think Dina seems to be on the right path. So, you know, I mean, that's, I think she knows what everybody wants to see. Yeah, and hopefully, I think, obviously, number one, I think everybody wants Jack back. So, and hopefully Kim and Shane, too. So, I mean, you kind of have to go that route with Jack and Jen and Kim and Shane. So, I don't know. As far as they've never asked me to tell them what they should do or what the plans like.
I don't know if they know what their plans for the 50th is yet. You haven't heard anything yet, you know, what they're planning or where or...
There's something about a Salem Bicentennial celebration, but I'm not sure if that's for Labor Day or if that's what the 50th was about.
I thought the Labor Day was when Bo and Patch reappear.
Yeah, but there was something about some. The Cordae said something about there's supposed to be a bicentennial celebration of Salem coming up, but I didn't know exactly when that was supposed to happen.
Well, that would be the good umbrella to bring some people back just for a short period of time so that we could just get a chance to see them again. From some of the different eras. I mean, as far as the oldest I can think of that I would like to see come back is I really would like to see Denise Alexander come back as Susan Hunter. And like I said, if they did bring Scott Banning back. Or David Banning, I get them confused. Anyway, that, you know, that story with Julie and the baby, yeah, there could be a relationship between that and Eric Martzoff and Jen Lilly's story with the new baby. You know, there were lessons to be learned because, again, there was, you know, lies about babies and who's going to have custody and how are things really going to work out. There's some similarities, and that was an excellent story way on back in the day. I say that I remember it. I'm not even sure if I remember the whole thing because I think I was probably about seven or eight. But it was a good story, and Denise Alexander was a big part of Days for the first 8 years or so of the show. She's an excellent actress, and I think that would tie some of this together, some of the newer stuff to the older stuff. And like you said, I know I've heard that obviously Patsy Peace is coming back. I haven't read anything official.
Yeah, she's coming back soon, I think. Sooner.
Has anybody heard anything official about Charles Shaughnessy, though?
No. I haven't heard.
Well, I heard Patsy Peace, her return is only for about a week or so, and that's with the old writers still.
Yeah, Patsy's airing this week, but she said she has not been asked back for the 5th. She said Silver Over Digest this week,
yeah. Yeah, that's all. You would think they would want Kim and Shane. You know, try to bring all those couples back. You know, Jack and Jen, Kim and Shane.
I mean, I know everybody wants Jack back, but you can't exactly just him show up one day and walk out of the shower in Jennifer's bedroom. You know what I mean? I mean,
he's going to have to be on some secret Iraqi thing, and maybe Patch and Bo have saved him or something and brought him back. Who knows? I'd believe most anything at this point because I'd just like to see him. I'd like to see him interact. The fact that we're going to have Wally Kurth and Judy Evans and, you know, obviously, you know, and then with
Bo
one
and Hope,
part
Patch
of the family, you know, it would be, you know, it would, that, you know, it doesn't have, I don't want, I just want it to be a real story and not one that we've heard before. I don't want to go back through, you know, Jack, you're an awful person, and you've deserted everybody. And they need something to set straight some of the negative history that has been put out there in the last year and a half on the character of Jack, because some of it is just, I mean, it's a portion of the situation with Kayla was the case, but, you know, they have blown it way out of proportion as to how that story really was. Again, I'm not condoning rape in any shape or form, but that whole situation with when Jack was married to Kayla and, you know, that whole thing, I mean, that thing turned into just a monsoon, and that was not the way it was written. You know, years ago when they asked Mary Beth Evans about that, she had even forgotten about the rape thing story. She didn't even remember it. It was that small. It's what they used for her to go off on maternity leave. Yeah, we're just trying to get an exit because she needed to go ahead and get and start her maternity leave. But I'd like to see them at least clean up some of the history of Jack and correct some of the stuff and so that it's that he has not been the evil person and that, you know, and JJ is marred for life because he's had this evil father, because it's just not the case. I mean, Jack was a smart character. I think back when James Scott was on the show, I always thought a great caper case or something would have been to be able to get Jack from a newspaper perspective and Wally, you know, as Justin and James Scott involved in something, you know, the three of them. You know, there are lots of people that have, you know, been on the show, and I don't even really care. I mean, I care about what age people they are, but, you know, I mean, for me, I've watched the show since I was a little girl with my grandmother and watched it in the 80s in high school. And I didn't care about necessarily seeing a whole bunch of teenagers on the show. I enjoyed, I mean, Hope and Beau, I guess, were pretty young. But you know, I enjoyed the other characters. I mean, they don't need to be all 70 and 80. But, I mean, I was perfectly happy to watch 30 and 40-year-olds on the show.
I'm happy to watch 50 and 60-year-olds on the show. I like older ones,
pretty much
too.
Everybody's 45-plus, if you think about it.
Pop that out,
has
yeah.
any weight or significance.
There's actually no good couples under the age of 35 on the show.
That's a problem.
No,
yeah,
not like they're used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, J.J. and Paige and maybe Melanie and Brady. That's all you got. Or I guess maybe Ben and Abby. But none of them are super couples.
And then you have Will and Sonny, but Will is such a...
They ruined that character.
I have absolutely nothing against Ty Wilson, but I literally cannot stand his Will. I cannot stand him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking earlier about maybe resting that character for a while, or resting the character. I really think the whole character just needs to be rested now. I think they've got him in the corner. It would be hard for anybody to come in.
Sonny's leaving. Are they recasting Sonny?
No, he
I don't
back.
Know. I mean, there's been discussion that he may come back.
He's already back.
Oh, you mean,
is he already back?
Freddie Smith.
He's been telling for a couple of weeks now. Yeah, he's back.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I hadn't
heard
back.
That.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good, because I like Freddie.
So why
did
they make a big deal out of Freddie
Sonny
Smith leaving if he was just going to come right back? That seems kind of
odd.
Yeah. I mean...
What was that?
I think that decision may have been, again, think about how far in advance they're doing the show. They could have made that decision back in November, December, when he had some personal issues to take care of that they didn't know how they were going to be resolved. So, you know, that could have an impact.
Well, yeah, they didn't know what his future was at that point.
He could have literally been out of commission for a year plus. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I mean, the last of the really good writing ended in 2013, and we've been watching a lot of stuff, just filler, I think.
Well, let's hope these writers turn it, you know,
I mean,
writers.
Pretty much, is everybody who's coming back is staying? Is that kind of what I'm hearing? Except for, I know Allie's not staying.
I don't know. Is Peter Reckle and Stephen Nichols staying? They might end up staying.
I heard they were on contract, yeah.
They on contract, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that contract doesn't mean anything after so many weeks, right?
No, because it could be a 13-week contract. I mean,
13-week, right. So they could be gone after 13 weeks. So sometimes a contract doesn't really mean something, but not that much anymore, I don't think. I don't know.
Well, one thing I hope happens, you know, just as we try to think of these things that they could be doing to bring people back, they need to bring back to the forefront some good actors that are on the show that have had no story for a long time. And to me, Ariane Zucker and we've already talked about Greg Vaughn, both, if they're going, you know, Greg's contract still right now is, you know, up until like 2016. I don't know what Ari's situation is, but, you know, that's been a complete, you know, a day player could have been playing the role that Ari's had to play really in the last 18 months, in my opinion. And she is a great actress. She's one of the best actresses Days has. So, I hope that we'll see something soon from Josh. I hope we'll get some more feedback from him and some direction, you know, soon about what the framework is going to be. I just want us to all be able to communicate to the show in a way that they hear us. It's so hard it's hard for Twitter because there's so many voices going back and forth. We don't really know how they're reading that. Facebook, I'm not a real active Facebook person. I'm not even really on Facebook right now. So I don't see that as much. But that's time consuming, I would think, for the show to be trying to read through all of the Facebook stuff.
Oh, they have somebody who reads through all of it, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. No, I have
and
no doubt about
Ari
that.
Booker,
I mean,
we do.
I mean, we have people who are totally 100% dedicated to it. So, and the other thing about Ari Zucker is that I've noticed that they've had Nicole talking to herself a lot, and that's getting annoying.
They're doing that with a lot of actors.
Because
she
has classic stuff. They all talk to themselves. They all talk.
Well,
they started that
do,
several
but
months.
You know,
Nicole,
even Doc,
they're doing it more than with her than anybody else. So.
Yeah. Or if it's not talking to themselves, they're talking and somebody overhears something and then holds it. You know, especially on GH, everybody's overhearing stuff and, you know, and holding it against people and stuff. You always, you know, see that, but.
Yeah, I know, but with Nicole, it seems like she talks to herself a lot more than anybody else, because at least other people, they have other people to talk to. Nicole has no friends to talk to right now.
Nobody's
been talking about our favorite person, Daniel. So what I'm thinking is maybe Daniel's going to rest for a while.
I don't know. I was just trying to bring up Daniel. Because I was going to say, now, doesn't this make sense? Nicole's giving up her relationship with Daniel to get this goods on, you know, pretends like she likes Xander. Like, why? Why she cares?
Daniel
care? So what about the
Nicole
elephant? It's like
the other week, so it makes no sense.
So I'm kind of hoping maybe they decide to rest the Daniel character for a while.
Well,
I thought they were going back
to
Jen and Dan.
But Daniel, oh, Lord. It's the way they write these characters. They're so unlikable.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I mean, really. I mean, listen.
Yeah,
they
make
Daniel
so obnoxious and hypocritical.
Yes.
I think Sean Christian is a Jennifer fan.
Oh, God, I can't stand him that much now. I mean, Hope a little better than Jennifer, but oh, my gosh. It's crazy
how they still
have
Daniel Cosgrove. They've put Daniel Cosgrove off into limbo land, too.
Aiden. They're trying to make a little bit of trouble there just because they're on two sides, you know, because he's representing Clyde and Hope's investigating him. That shouldn't be that much of an obstacle. Really? That's not that believable to me that would cause that much trouble.
I think they've got to be retooling that story because obviously once Peter Reckle is back, they've got to figure out.
Once Bo comes back,
what they're going to do.
Goodbye, bye, Aiden. You know.
Well,
maybe not.
Maybe you know.
Maybe.
I mean, they also pulled Jennifer at one point.
He's a good actor. Jennifer.
I like Daniel Cosgrove.
Yeah. No, I mean for Hope, not necessarily off the show. I meant for Hope. I'm sure they could put him with somebody else.
Do you think they'll put Bo and Hope back together?
I don't know. Maybe the end game. Maybe not right away. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
I've heard those two don't get along very well,
but I don't know. But they work well together. They have the chemistry.
I think they've done a good job of creating a fan base, too, with the Hayden pairing. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it's going to be that easy for Bo to get back into, you know.
I don't know.
I think the Hope and Bo story has been going on for 32 years.
Yeah, no, more people know Bo and Hope than know Aiden and Hope. If you're going to bring fans back that haven't watched for a while with all these other ones, with all these people coming back, I don't know. They just have such a huge history, Bo and Hope, I think.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does. You know,
you can't get past it. I don't know.
I just wonder if the two actors can get past it because, I mean... Every time I see her Twitter feed, she's posting pictures of Daniel Cosgrove. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's her choice. I mean, that would be
her
choice to
work
with.
Her choice to work with more so than
Peter.
Absolutely.
From what I've heard,
She should be more unbiased and post pictures of both of them, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think Peter Reckle's prickly. You know what I mean? He's just, I mean, well, you could see him on Twitter. I mean, you know, sometimes he's been
frustrated for 2 or 3 years before he finally just left, and I think they thought he would come back, and they just left it out and to leave anybody out there in limbo for 2 years. I don't know any of these people personally. I'm just, you know, but I just, like I said, I think he is, when Francis Reed died,
And, of course, Frances Reed hadn't been on the show for a year or two because of her health anyway. But, you know, to me, that's what showed all of a sudden to me what a central pillar
how important
Bo was to the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and,
I think, you know what, probably losing her probably had a lot of effect on Peter Reckle, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. I think there's a role there that isn't filled on the show now. That the character of Bo really filled a portion of that, and we've lost that. So, I liked Hope and Bo. My era of growing up and watching Days, you know, Hope and Bo were the thing. I really like Daniel Cosgrove. I think they haven't given him a very great story. They started off with something and then changed it in the middle. And now his child is now being sore-assed to be a teenager. Isn't that little Chase guy now being sore-assed to be a 16-year-old?
Yeah, him and Sierra, yeah.
So it's hard to, there's so many changes, it's hard to kind of get a picture, you know, a big picture of it, of kind of what the direction is going. And so I guess I would like to see the show, maybe I would prefer Josh Griffith be the spokesperson, but someone, to really start kind of filling in a little bit of a picture, and then also at least make the fans that have stayed with the show, especially through thick and thin, and we've been in thin for quite some time now, that they care that we're watching. I mean, obviously they're going to have a guaranteed viewership of some folks that maybe are in assisted living and really, the show is on and they know those people are going to be watching. There's going to be a minimum number of people that are going to be watching no matter what.
But as far as recovering. You know, for the most part, those aren't Nielsen viewers. If they don't get these ratings up, it's not going to matter. I mean,
the ratings are terrible.
Can't.
I mean, they're horrible. And I think they're expanding the demographic a little bit above 40-49, but not by much, because actually the people that are 49 to 54 or whatever probably got a little bit more money than the people that are in their 25 to 35 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that part of it, I guess I just feel like I don't want. I sat through 2010 very resentfully when we knew Higley was leaving, and I was thankful she was leaving, and we saw a horrible summer of shows. And I sat there and watched those things and made myself relieved, because as being loyal, thinking it would get better, and it didn't. And I would just like to hear something. Again, this is just me as a viewer, somebody that's really watched the show for a long, long time. I would like to hear that they are concerned and they're interested. You know, it seemed like Ron and Frank on General Hospital let people know that they wanted to hear from the fans. And they had more of a dialogue going personally, with letting us know. You know, they can't let us know everything, and I'm fine with that. But I guess I'm just not feeling, maybe it's because I'm not on Facebook very much, I just don't get much of a sense that we're getting a whole lot of feedback from anybody at the show.
Well, you're not. I don't think you are. I mean, PR-wise, they're a complete disaster.
No, for having a 50th coming up, they are not on the ball with promoting it, advertising it, wanting you to tune in, celebrating it, uh-uh. Anything. Not like the 8th did.
They'll listen to our iTunes on iTunes, our thing from like 3 or 4 weeks ago. Right, Jenny?
Yeah, Anna's our PR, PR lady.
Yeah, Anna's our PR. They need to hire Anna at PR for daytime, for Days.
Well,
telling you. I mean, we know what we're doing already for the 50th. It'll be all planned out and everything. We'd be getting our plane tickets and everything because we know when it is and what we're doing.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
think by now,
be, I
if
guess,
they're having
a Paley town, and I mean,
the thing
about it is there's just no organization. I mean, there's no management basically.
You've been on the air for 50 years. You should have this down pat by now. And they've done
they've
Days
got
eight for how
people.
Many years?
They have eight people that are, have a producer title on that show. Out of eight, senior producer type people, there should be some type of structure going on.
Really?
Listen, I still remember the Twitter account tweeting, "Well, I guess Sammy shouldn't have went out of town." You know, when all that god awful stuff happened with EJ, and I'm just like, "What are you thinking?" Who? Basically, the interns are running the Twitter account.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's not an
it is ridiculous.
I mean, that's
some, it is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah,
it's insulting. It's insulting. I mean, I cannot even begin. I mean, there's been, like, where I work, people be fired for some of the stuff like that. Fired.
Oh, I don't even follow today's Twitter anymore, I'm afraid.
I
got so aggravated myself. I don't read that one. So I think, you know, it just seems to me that, like I said, if they're concerned about money, and you start looking at how many with the overhead, and then who really is running Days? Is it by committee of NBC, Ken, and Sony? And who has the real say? So I don't think Sony has as big a say as they would like to have.
Sony's got other problems. Sony's got bigger problems right now.
Oh well, yeah. Well, they do. They've got hacker issues. They've got every kind of issues about that they can name. But I'm just saying that, you know. But the fact that NBC, who has a bevy of issues themselves within their whole news division, which represents almost all of their daytime programming, and a lot of even the talk shows that they have syndicated, that were generated out of NBC studios. Those are in trouble, and Tina probably knows more about this than I do for sure. But it seems to me that there should be someone that, you know, is in a situation, and is that supposed to be Bruce Evans at NBC that is concerned about where this is? Because otherwise, why even continue the show? I mean, I think the biggest thing is the franchise is 50 years old. How many programs do you have with a franchise that's 50 years old? Everybody knows who Marlena is. Everybody knows who Beau and Hope are that have been around watching television for 30 years. So
yeah, you
it
would
just
say we still want us to keep this going, but I don't know.
I don't think NBC wants it to keep going. I mean, if you look at those emails, I think Ken Corday has become a liability. That's what I think.
Well, I think he's been a liability for a long time, and I think, of course, we saw some of the hacker emails that came out through Sony.
Yeah.
We only got to see portions of them. I mean, obviously, I think there's been some issues. I just can't figure out, like I said, they've ridden through so many times of could they have sold it, who would have bought it, now who would buy it, or could they sell off certain characters to generate money to be able to really have a tighter ship. General Hospital.
They can't afford what they got.
But
I will say this.
I think Ken comes up with some of the silliest preview things. Some of the things he says sometimes, I'm just like, what planet are you on?
I don't think Ken is close to the show.
I don't think Ken has any idea what's
going on the show.
But my opinion is he's the only reason why it's still on the air. Because he's paying he's paying NBC, basically. So what I think happens, this is a guess, I think he gets involved in other projects and kind of gets unfocused on it, and then all of a sudden goes, oh, crap, what's going on? And now he's in an, oh, crap, what's going on? We got to rally the troops to get things back.
Because he technically kind of owns the show. If he didn't, Days wouldn't be on anymore. Right,
so
right.
So he does own the show.
Right,
and
if he didn't,
he does, and NBC,
it would be gone.
By him to even have it on. They pay fees.
No, actually, NBC pays a licensing fee for Days.
Well, but
that was in the emails, the Sony emails.
Mm-hmm. But I know Corday does something.
I think it was $750 this year and $725 the next year. That's how much they're paying.
Well, there's some piece I thought that Corday was paying, though. I could be wrong, but anyway, that's what I always heard. But anyway, I don't know. I just think that he gets involved in other projects and gets distracted, and then all of a sudden he looks up and goes, oh, my gosh, I don't even reckon, you know, like, what's going on with my show, you know, and then starts retooling. I don't know. I just get that feeling.
Well, I think it's just my opinion, and I don't know any detail at all. But in my mind, you know, they have almost set themselves up to go off the air in 2016. I mean, you know, my biggest hope right now is to have a dignified and good anniversary and celebration of a show that's been a lot to my family for 50 years.
Well, beyond that,
I don't know, because I just don't know that they can recover when the ratings. You can't, when you get so low in the ratings, I mean, people are not going to tune back in overnight.
Well, that's why they need a good marketing strategy, for crying out loud. It's driving me nuts. Ugh. Anyway. But,
well, since we've solved those problems, well, we're getting, I think the show's about over. Yeah, it is. What is it, 11:30? Yeah. So we're done.
Well, let's hope that they can rally. Let's hope that they can bring people back to the show and that people will tune in. And then they will stay. Let's hope.
So we'll discuss this more next week.
Yes.
But so everybody, thanks for your input. Thanks for your input.
Yeah,
you're
welcome. I'm glad you called in too. That was really interesting.
Yeah, and the James Scott news and everything. Yeah, we miss him. I'm definitely an EJ and James Scott fan, and.
We had a great time.
Well, I did have the great pleasure of meeting him, so that was fun. Back in the day, when was that? 2008? Yeah, back in 2008.
It was a great show, lady. Thank you.
This was so
fun, guys.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Call in.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.